All right, Jabosai, let's begin a little bit tonight. First of all, I want to wish a boachem l'shalom to Meir Askis, who's been put back on the WhatsApp group.
Oh!
You would want this. Let this be your welcome back and your official warning.
on a very short leash.
Also, really, I want to take the opportunity to thank Yehuda. You know, Yehuda, I have this chus to work with Yehuda on a number of different things. And a lot of things that we talk about are often in the 11th hour. And Baruch Hashem, I think it was on Masi Shabbos, Yehuda came over to me and said, you know, Tuesday is the yard site for the Lublin Rav, Rav Meir Shapira of Lublin. And I will say, you know, everyone knows about the Lublin Rav. We'll talk a little bit about him. The Lublin Rav, of course, was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. He was born in 1873, dies around 1936. He was 48 years old when he passed away. So the Lublin Rav, you know, was the yeshiva of Rosh Yeshiva, Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. So the yeshiva of Chachmei Lublin was a very unique yeshiva in that, if you look at it, even if you go now, you could actually go now to Lublin, and the yeshiva still stands. It's actually been restored. Somebody donated millions of dollars to restore the yeshiva, and it's a magnificent edifice. And when you look at the pictures from when it was first built, it was built with magnificent palatial gardens, because the Lublin Rav felt that a Talmud Chacham is like a melech. Talmud Chacham is like a king. And as such, where he lives, where he learns, should all be beautiful as well. So in Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, they had a dining room that served hot meals every day. In Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, they had linen service. They used to change the linens on the beds every once in a while. Again, things that were unheard of in the yeshivos of Europe. He was really very makbid on how the Talmidim used to dress. Again, you have to understand something. So when you understand that the Lublin Rav was a Chartkover Chassid, he was a follower of the Chartkover Rebbe. The Chartkover Rebbe was a son of the Rizhner, Bisrael of Rizhin. And the Rizhner, who was a grandson of the Magid of Mezrich, very much stressed Gadlus Ha'adam. He stressed the greatness of man. So, you know, the Rizhner, who himself traced his yichus back to David HaMelech, had a crown. The Rizhner used to wear a bekesha with gold buttons. He had a golden carriage that was pulled by black stallions. But what people don't know is that the Rizhner often walked around without soles on his shoes. He projected an air of royalty, but at the end of the day also maintained a consistent sense of humility. His goal was to restore Malchus. You have to understand, in times of the Rizhner, the Jew was persecuted. There was persecution, there was pogroms. The Rizhner wanted the Jew to remember that he's a Melech. You know, the Magid of Mezrich, so the Rizhner Zayda, used to say that the greatest sin a Jew commits is that we forget that we're B'nai Malachim. We forget that we are the children of kings. We forget that we are royalty. And so the Chartkover was committed to restoring this Malchus. The Rizhner was committed to restoring this Malchus. And to this day, you can go to the yeshiva. Again, I haven't been there since the restorations, but the Beis Medrash was large and majestic. The mikvah, which is in the basin, was beautiful. And this was the Lublin Rav. But what people don't realize, Yanki, can you do me a favor? Can you just move those flowers so I could see that? Thank you. What the Lublin Rav wanted to do was to make his Talmidim feel like a mishpacha. So, Yehuda came over to me on Matzah Shabbos about this idea about a yard site Suda. You know, there's another piece of the Lublin Rav's biography that's exceptionally important, which is the Lublin Rav didn't have children. He never had his own children. His Talmidim were his children. And in fact, again, and perhaps one of the most stirring stories, you know, the Lublin Rav, I don't know exactly, he was sick with something at the end of his life that caused like a constriction of the airway. So the story is told that the Lublin Rav is on his deathbed, and his Talmidim are all around his deathbed. And he insisted that they keep singing. And as it was clear that he was leaving Olam Hazeh, he insisted that they make a L'chaim. And he saw that the joy of the Talmidim was ebbing away as their Rebbe was passing into the Olam HaEmes. And the last two words that the Lublin Rav said to his Talmidim, two words, was Rak B'Simcha. Rak B'Simcha. Everything you do, even when you say goodbye to your Rebbe, every single thing you do in life has to be B'Simcha, has to be with joy, has to be with happiness. And, you know, as Yehuda and I were talking, It's a beautiful thing to think about. You know, Rabbosai, we are the children of the Lublin Rav. We are his spiritual children. Because the Lublin Rav in 1923 in the Knesset Gedolah, which we'll discuss in just a little bit, introduced the concept of Daf Yomi. You know, there's a historical machlokes if Daf Yomi was the Lublin Rav's idea or if Daf Yomi was the Chartkov Rebbe's idea. Either way, even if it was the Chartkov Rebbe's idea, the Chartkov Rebbe insisted that the idea be attributed to the Lublin Rav, not the Chartkov Rebbe. But we're his children. Because every single day we get up early to learn, every single day we get up early to study the Daf. And so, again, you know, he wasn't zocha to have biological children of his own, but he was zocha to have us. We are his family. We are his heirs. We are the ones who perpetuate his memory each and every day by learning the Daf Gemara, by learning the Blot. So I really want to give a very special thank you to Yehuda. Yehuda does so many things in our Kehila, but a very special thank you to Yehuda. For single-handedly going ahead and organizing, I'm sure there were other people who helped, Baruch Fishel, Saeed. I don't know who else was involved in all of this, but
all by himself.
Shkoyach Yehuda. He was even wrapping hot dogs today in those little pastry things. Mamish. So Yehuda Yasher Koyach, and just, you know, the Kavod HaTorah that you have displayed through this Suda should be a zechus for you, should be a zechus for your mishpacha l'dorei doros. So we'll say, I want to share with you, I know we originally said we're going to do the daf, but I actually, maybe we will, but I want to share with you, it's a beautiful sefer called Imrei Das. Imrei Das has many of the shiurim in the Torah of the Lublin Rav, but there's also in a new edition that came out, there's also a lot of additional information. So let's take a look over here. There's four pages I put for you in this packet. Let's take a look. So the first part, on page one, is listen to this. Bishas kinusa shal haknesia gedola harishona bevino. So remember again, this is talking about the first Knesset Gedolah. So remember again, Agudas Yisrael, we're not getting into a whole history lesson. Agudas Yisrael represented ultimately again the joining of the Jewish communities together. They have their first international gathering in 1923 in Vienna. Come on. In 1923 in Vienna. So the Meir Shapiro Balloon, I have to understand something. The Lublin Rav was very young. He was very young, so you can imagine, in 1923, he's about what? He's 33 years old. He's a young man, especially compared again to all of the other individuals who are established. You can imagine walking into the dais, and the Lublin Rav is there. So look at this, paragraph A. B'shas kinusa shal Knesset Gedolah Rishona Bevino, b'chodesh el tofresh pei gimel, nolod uba li'olam hamifal hakabir daf hayomi. So you have to understand something also. We're learning something. You know, it's such a schus to be part of something bigger than yourself. So a part of this thing called Daf Yomi, and it's amazing to realize that the truth is, it's not that old. 1923. You know, 1923, less than 100 years old, this limud is. So what happens? So he says, Zuhaisa hamatana hana'ala vaniskava biyoser. This was one of the greatest gifts, asher haKnesset HaGedolah ha'anika l'klal Yisrael, that the Knesset HaGedolah gave to Klal Yisrael. V'zoi matana l'doros ad biyasa goel. And this is a gift for all eternity until Moshiach comes. Paragraph B. Im havas hatzati b'vnei haKnesset HaGedolah hachriz alimud sheyomi b'tzavsa. His part is also. Now this is talking about, this is Rav Meir Shapiro Lublin. These are his own words. It says, in 1923, I came with this incredible idea to learn a blat gemara every day. She'in semel yoser no'os v'yoser holim lehislakdusam shakola edos v'ashvatim ka'amecha b'lei v'echod me'asher hanhogas hashir hayomi hakol olam yishol daf gemara. We'll say, you have to ask yourself, what was the goal of the Lublin Rav? So 1923, he comes to the Knesset HaGedolah. There are many beautiful yeshivas, many great Talmidei Chachamim. He comes and he introduces this limud, one blat of Gemara a day. What was his goal? What do you think? So often people think that the goal was Harbatzas Torah, right? His goal was that more people should learn. So that might be true, but there was a bigger goal the Lublin Rav had. What was the bigger goal? I'll say one word. Achtos. Achtos. What he wanted to do is he wanted literally to put Gans Klal Yisrael on the same page. On the same page. Let's say, I'll tell you something amazing. I remember probably two Daf Yomi cycles ago, where I was going with my grandfather Zichron Livracha into Borough Park to go ahead and purchase Lulav and Esrog. And he used to buy it from Gera Chassid, who was there. And I remember again that I was learning the Daf, this Gera Chassid was learning the Daf. So the truth is, two different worlds, but yet such a strong common denominator, because we're able to discuss the same Blat Gemara, The Lublin Rav wanted to create a common denominator of Talmud Torah for all of Klal Yisrael, get everyone literally on the same page. But also, you know, here's the amazing part. We will never be on the same page hashkafically. We will never be on the same page halachically. We'll never be on the same page observance-wise. And we'll never just be on the same page regarding most things. But we could literally be on the same blat of Gemara. We could literally be on the same exact page. That was the goal. Paragraph C. Isa be Gemara. Look what the Lublin Rav says. We'll say, this is a quote from what he shared in 1923 at the Knesset Gedola. What did he say? Isa be Gemara. Kisha nivra Adam Harishon. When Adam HaRishon was created, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'asof esevarav mikol ha'olam. So what happened? The Ribono Shel Olam created Adam from all different parts of the world. Shelo Yomru, zeh kulo shalanu. Because what's going to happen? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have just created Adam HaRishon from what? From, let's say, Eretz Yisrael, Sarah would have said, oh, we own man. If it would have just been from Africa, Africa owns man. See, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want any part of the world to lay claim to man. So what does he do? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rosh HaMeretz, so listen to this beautiful medrash. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Adam HaRishon's head, our head, came from Eretz Yisrael. Gufo mi Bavel, the body came from Bavel. Ushar ha'ivarim, the rest of our limbs, mishar ha'aratzos, came from the rest of the land. So man's body was created literally from the entire earth. Paragraph D. Mashal zet, we'll say, listen to, say, just so you understand for a moment, just what we're about to do. You know, when you learn the Torah of a tzaddik, you connect with that tzaddik's neshama. What we're now going to learn with the Lublin Rav's, the Lublin Rav's Torah, we're connecting with his neshama. We'll say, I was thinking about this today a little bit in anticipation of the Suda. No, the Lublin Rav doesn't have anyone to say Kaddish for him. Right? There's no children. I mean, I'm sure some relative probably observes his yard site and may people. But you know, it's an amazing thing. There's nobody to, how could it be? A Gadol Hador, one of the greatest personalities of the last 100 years, and like, there's no one to say Kaddish. So say, that's the sacred Avoda. The food is beautiful, the Suda is wonderful, but the Suda is the vehicle to bring us together to be able to remember the Tzaddik and do our part in giving his Neshama and Aliyah. So look what he writes in paragraph D. We're connecting with his Neshama through his words. Moshel Zeh, Ef Shal Gam Lahamshil Al Harkava Shal HaTorah Shebal Peh. This mashal, this parable, can be compared to Torah Shebaal Peh as well. Watch this. Harosh, Shezeu HaYisod, V'hi HaMishnah. So we'll say, when you're looking at Torah Shebaal Peh, what's the head? What's the Rosh of Torah Shebaal Peh? That's the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah is at the head of all Torah Shebaal Peh learning. Where does the Mishnah come from, we'll say? Meretz Yisrael. Haguf, what's the body of Talmud Torah? Zeh Gemara. I'll call Masechtos, V'ashaklos V'tarios. So we'll say, where does that come from? Bavel. You'll say this Talmud Yerushalmi. You're right. You'll say, Mirat Hashem, by the way, just coming attractions. When we finish Shas, Bavli, and Mirat Hashem, we are going to start the Talmud Yerushalmi Yomi as well, Mirat Hashem. We'll have to figure out when. This is the big, maybe we'll... 4:45. Okay. You know? We'll have to figure out what's, because we always have to grow, always have to learn. So what happens? The mission of the Rosh of Torah Shebaal Peh comes from Eretz Yisrael. The Guf, which is the Gemara, comes from Bavel. Shar ha'ivarim, so we'll say, what are the other limbs of Torah Shebaal Peh? Hey, ma perushim ala shas, ne'esu mikol yesarot. Listen to this. The other limbs, which are the perushim on the Gemara, come from all the other lands. Watch this. Rashi, chai ba'ashkenaz u'b'tzarfat. Right? Rashi lived in the German Rhineland and in France. Bali Tosis b'tzarfat. The Bali Tosifists were primarily located in France. Harambam b'sfarad. The Rambam was in Spain. And then Morocco. Harif ba'Africa. The Rif was in Africa. Marsha v'maram b'Poland. So we'll say, see here how this beautiful, beautiful mashal Lina Rav shared in 1923. Just like Adam HaRishon, came from all parts of the earth in order that what? No one part should claim him as their own. Torah Shebaal Peh has evolved from all over the world as well. The Mishnah comes from Eretz Yisrael, that's the Rosh. The Gemara, the Guf, comes from Bavel. The Shar Ivram, the other limbs, come from all the lands, Germany and France and Spain and Poland, everywhere else. So we'll say, turn the page a little bit. So look at now page 2. So I share with you a beautiful Gemara. So that, those are the words of the, well, it's part of the words. It was a much longer drasha, but now we're not going to go through all of it tonight, but that was part of the drasha that the Lublin Rav gave in 1923 at the Knesset Gedola. Now I want to share with you, amazingly enough, the Dvar Torah that the Lublina Rav gave for the Siyum of Meseches Yevamos in the first cycle of the Daf Yomi cycle. So figure, when does Yevamos occur in Daf Yomi? So we just had it. What, we'll say 3 years in? About 3 years in. So figure 3 years into the first cycle. So we'll call it 1929, they do a big scene for you. We know we learn Yevamos. Yevamos is not a simple masechta, by any stretch of the imagination. It deserves a good siyum. So they have the siyum in Warsaw. So what's the drush? They invited the Lublina Rav to Warsaw. So what's the drush he's going to give? Watch this. We start on page 2 with the Gemara Maseches Yevamos. The Gemara says, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Gamliel, both say just by the underlined lines. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Pam achas hayisi mahalich besina. Both say you've quoted this before. So Rabbi Gamliel says, one time I was traveling by boat. The ra'isi sfina achas shenishbara. I saw another boat that was traveling, and nebach, the boat was broken apart by the waves. Vayisi mitzta'er al tamid chacham sheba. Rabbi Gamliel says, I was heartbroken. I was heartbroken for the loss of life, but specifically because there was a very special Talmud Chacham on that boat that broke apart. Who was the Talmud Chacham? Umanu, Rabbi Akiva. So can you imagine this? Rabbi Gamliel is on the boat, right? He sees the boat next to him break apart. Who's on that boat? Rabbi Akiva. Ukesha'alisi biyabasha. Ba v'yashav edan lefanai b'halacha. And sure enough, I get to shore, and I go right, I'm in the Beis Medrash, and who walks into the Beis Medrash? Not other than Rabbi Akiva. Amarti lo b'ni, miha alacha. I said to him, my son, how did you get to shore? Amar li, so he said to me, Rabbi, daf shel sfina nizdamein li. Rabbi, when the boat broke apart, daf literally means what? A plank, a board, a plank of the boat, a board of the boat broke off, came to me, v'chalgal v'gal sheba alai, and every single wave that came on to, that came up against me, na'anisi li roshi, na'anisi rosho, I bent my head into the wave. Mikan amru chachamim, from here the chachamim said, im yavo'u rishoim al adam, yena'aleu lo rosho. I will say, sometimes it teaches us that when you encounter great waves in life, sometimes you just have to duck your head, and you have to let the waves pass over you. So we'll say, watch this. Turn to page 3. Writes the Lublina Rav, or said the Lublina Rav. He quotes in paragraph A, he quotes the Gemara. Look what he says in paragraph B. Tikufa zu. So what does this mean? So we'll say, the Lublina Rav had an incredible chiddush, a beautiful, beautiful insight to this Gemara. He says, what's happening over here? But Tikufa zu, Rabbi said, this is the Tikufa. This is the period, ultimately, again, of Rabbi Gamliel. This is the period of Rabbi Akiva. What's happening? He says, Bochayu palu atram akdoshim ha'ila, nechsheves ka'achas ha'tikufos ha'karshos bi'yoser b'chayum ha'yisrael. So we'll say, these are some of the most turbulent times in Klal Yisrael's existence. The times of Rabbi Akiva, times of Rabbi Gamliel. Bo avda yadus etz asmuusa medinis umerkaz aruchani. But remember, we lost Jewish autonomy. Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. Malchus harasha gazra leg zerushal yichlelam. Hadrianic persecution. Gedolia umos asu letekes eitzo. Eich lahatzil esaum meavdon ruchni. So the Lublina Rav understands this Gemara as a metaphor. Rabbi Gamliel says we were on the ocean, the turbulent seas. That's the nature of the situation of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is the boat. The boat is being tossed around on turbulent seas, and the boat is breaking apart. The boat is nebach, being shattered against the waves. So what do we do? What do we do, Rabbi Gamliel? Rabbi Akiva, what should we do? Paragraph C. Rabbi Akiva, hikil kihilos v'limi to Abraham. So also remember again, what did Rabbi Akiva do? Ultimately, again, remember Rabbi Akiva is executed by the Romans. Why? Because he taught Torah. So he's executed, he taught Torah. Rabbi Akiva's answer is Rabbi Gamliel. If the boat is being shattered against the turbulent waves of life, if there's an existential danger to Klal Yisrael, there is only one option. And what is that option? Learn Torah. Learn Torah. That's the only option. Until it was able to restore the Torah to its former glory. And to establish 24,000 Talmidim. Paragraph D. Rabbi Gamliel bir oso, ki limros hakol omedes hayadus akar kamutzakes. Bikesh ladas es hayisod hagadosh Rabbi Akiva. Eich ubemah etzliach lalos es karno shel Torah. Rabbi Gamliel is amazed. Rabbi Akiva, how is it that you've established 24,000 Talmidim in the midst of such turbulent times? How, what's your secret? The Alkain, page 4, paragraph E. Alkain, kiven es shelos Rabbi Akiva bni miha alacha said lo bina Rav. So when Rabbi Gamliel asked Rabbi Akiva, he says, my son, Who lifted you up? What does it mean, who lifted you up? You know, we're all drowning. We're all drowning in the persecution. We're all drowning in the difficulty. How do you manage to keep your head above water? Kilomar. How are you able, even in the midst of these difficult and desperate times, to go ahead and lift up the people? Paragraph F. So says Rabbi Akiva Kilomar. Both said, listen to these beautiful words. Trufa pshuta matzasi. Rabbi Akiva says, I found a very simple cure to the woes, to the ills, to the challenges of life. Hanagti es limud hadafyomi birabim. So said Rabbi Akiva, what did I do? When the waters got tough, when the waters got turbulent, you know what I did? I just held on to my daf. I just, of course, the Lublina Rav is making a beautiful metaphorical play on words. No matter what, I just held on to the daf. Ve'ayidekein, heramti es karen ha-Torah, ves karna shal hayad v'skula. And I both say, that is how I was able to go ahead and not only lift myself up, but ultimately I was able to go ahead and lift Klal Yisrael up as well. Said the Lublina Rav, this is what I said, the first siyum of Mesechas Yevamos, 3 years into this new initiative called Daf Yomi. Remember again, the Lublina Rav started in Rosh Hashanah of 1923. So Tafresh Pei Dalid. So that's when it started. And this is the first Siyum. So says the Lublina Rav, how did Rabbi Akiva, how is it throughout all the generations, we are still here? We'll say, how is that? And the answer is, because even when the seas were turbulent and they smashed the boat of Klal Yisrael into little pieces, we always held on to the daf. We always held on, ultimately, again, to that blat gemara. We never let go. And that's our Rebbe say. It's our life preserver in the turbulent seas of life. So Rebbe say it's a very important yisod. Because this is a good opportunity now to speak about what it means to be part of the daf. Rebbe say, first of all, you understand that what a zechus it is that we have to learn Torah together every single morning. That we have the opportunity, we have this beautiful treasure called Bava Metzia. And every single day we come in, and every single day we come with this precious treasure underneath our arm, and we open it up to whatever daf that we're going to open it to. And you know what the amazing part is? It's like, you have to admit, the most exhilarating feeling, even at 5:45 in the morning, after you have a little bit of coffee, the most exhilarating feeling is when you open up, and all you know is, you know what? Today, tomorrow morning, it's daf gimel bav metzia. And you know what? I have no idea what adventure is going to come my way. I have no idea what this daf holds for me. Is it going to be Bava Metzia? Is it going to be Shomrim? Is it going to be Hashkafa? Is it going to be Shomer Sachar? Is it going to be something totally unrelated? I don't know. And all I'm going to do is just for a second close my eyes, open my heart, allow myself to become one with daf mem gimel, and wherever it takes me, wherever that daf takes me, I'm there for the ride. I'm going with it, and I'm not going to let go. Hosai, if we really want to give an aliyah to the Lublina Rav's neshama, we have to really commit and recommit ourselves. It's not always easy to come to shir. And you know, all of us know, that even if you do the daf later on in the day, it's not the same as when you come to shir. I'm not saying that because of me. I'm saying it because of the kvius. There's a difference when you start your morning with a blat gemara. There's a difference because not the whole day hasn't started. You have a million different things on your mind. You're able to focus. You're able to apply. So Rabbi say, the power of the daf is in its consistency. The power of the daf is that you say, you know what, this is my mesechta, and I'm not going to let go, because what happens if I let go? I'm surrounded by the turbulent seas. I'm surrounded by all different things going on. I can't let go, because if I let go, I don't know what's going to happen. If I let go, I'm going to get swallowed up by so many different things. This is the life preserver. This is not just the MS, it's Chaim. All of life, he said, the Lublina Rav understood this. And it's not a Chiddush. We always in the Torah is the life preserver for Klal Yisrael, but the Lublina Rav allowed us to do is to take something large and sometimes amorphous and overwhelming and break it down into small daily increments. And each and every day becomes its own life preserver. Each and every day becomes its own treasure. We'll say, that's the great gift. We shouldn't take it for granted. What is the chus we have? You know, we don't have to sneak into shul, even if you come late. Right? I don't have to worry about who's going to attack me, who's going to this, what repercussions. We learn in freedom. We eat in freedom. We farbring in freedom. We do everything in freedom, Baruch Hashem. I will say, if we're privileged to live in a time where we have so much access and so many abilities, We have to take full advantage of it. This is our daf shel svina. This is our little plank, our little board of the boat. Zachinu, that we have it. How much we have to take advantage. Rabbi said, like that, let's just do the mishnah of tomorrow's daf together. We're going to repeat it tomorrow morning. But again, it's the yard side to Lablina Rav. No, still looking inside. We're going to repeat it. But again, just we have to be able to learn a little bit of the daf on his yard side. So says the mishnah, Amem Gimel Amud Aleph, says the mishnah. Hamafkin Mos.
I'm
going to
catch you again tomorrow morning.
Hamafkin Mos. Eitzel Shulchani. So we'll say again, you'll be prepared with the Mishnah for tomorrow, Mir Tashem. If someone goes ahead and deposits money with a Shulchani is a money changer. So what happens? Im Tsururin lo yishtamish bahen. So we'll say, if the money is Tsururin, in other words, if it's piled and bundled. So meaning again, it's we'll see, as opposed to loose money, it is bound money, we'll call it. Lo yishtamish bahen. Ultimately, again, the money changer should not use it. Meaning, if I deposit money with a money changer, now you're going to see the chap with the money changer is, we're going to see that under normal circumstances, we assume that if you deposit money with a money changer, what is he going to do with it? He's going to use it because he's constantly changing money. But if you give it to him tsururin, bound up, so then lemais, under those kinds of circumstances, he's not permitted to use it. Therefore, lefichach im avdu, if they get lost, eino chayiv ba'achar yusan. Therefore, we'll say if they're lost, the shulchani is not chayiv. Why is the shulchani not chayiv? Because since he doesn't have rights to use it, therefore what? He's a shomer chinam, an unpaid custodian. A shomer chinam is not obligated for geneva v'aveda. He's not chayiv if it's stolen or lost. However, mosrin, if it's loose money, then what? Yishtamish bahen. Then lemaisa, again, he is permitted to use them. Lefichach, im avdu, chayiv bachar yusin. Therefore, again, if they're lost, therefore, because now he's a shomer sachar, because he has the ability to use the money, if the money's lost, the shomer is chayiv for that. Eitz l'balabayis, but if you deposit money ultimately with a balabas, just with stamagai, then bein serur so we'll say, when you deposit money with stama balabas, that balabas does not have the right to use that money. Lefichach, therefore, im avdu, if the money is lost, eino chay b'achar yusin. Is that chay b'achray? So we'll say, because lemaisa, he is a shomer chinam. He is an unpaid custodian. Chen v'ni kabalabais. If you go out and you give money to a shopkeeper is the equivalent of a balabas. Divi Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda Omer, chen v'ni kishulchani. Rabbi Huda, on the other hand, says, no, that a shopkeeper is exactly like a shulchani, exactly like a storekeeper. All right, we'll see. We'll pick up Emir Hashem with that. We'll redo that Mishnah again tomorrow. I will say, just you should know, first of all, again, I always see him, but I just want to mention, it's an incredible zuchus. First of all, Yehuda Shkayach on the Suda again. What a beautiful way just to come together on a Monday night.
We should do a
L'chaim in one second. So, hey, you can take. So, first of all, it's an incredible zchus to learn with all of you every single morning. Incredible zchus to have such dibuk chaverim like we all have. We should be zochem mirat Hashem through our learning, through our brachas tonight, through our Talmud Torah, to give an aliyah to the neshama of the Lublin Rav. We should be zochem mirat Hashem to have him be a melech yosher for us and for our families and everything we do. Every blat gemara we learn should mirat Hashem be a credit to his neshama, be a credit to his memory, and halavai should be a zchus for all of us and for all of Klal Yisrael. Chaim. What's the Ellen Ligan?
What's the
How's it start?
Yeah, it's over.
Sorry. This Admish is thinking?
Nine, 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 nine